Pam Dietrich made that slideshow. Thank you. Thank you, Pam. Just a brief announcement. At the end of March, we found out that we will probably not be able to meet here next year for our class year, and that's okay. We are looking for other churches. We would appreciate any help that you might like to give us if you think your church might be a good location for us. We have some interesting class needs, and that is that we need 7 preschool classes, 2 of which are nursery classes, and we would like 12 adult classes, but we can be creative on the adult classes, but we absolutely need at least 7 children's classes. So anyhow, we look forward to God's provision for us in that. I am confident that God is leading and guiding us to a place. We will continue to be a CBS class, and our goal is to stay geographically as close as we can in this area. We cannot promise that the day change will stay the same because we are flexible to what the churches who might offer us, the days that they have. A church that's large enough for us probably has a children's program, a weekday children's program, or perhaps a school, so we'll have to work around that a little bit. And we realize we already have registered for next year according to that class day, but we are going to do the best that we can, and we look excited for God's provision for us. This class is a unique class. We're a very large class, and you may not know this, but 2012 marks the 20th anniversary of this CBS Austin North class. And Cheryl Snaringer has been the teaching director of this class for 20 years. Cheryl, will you just come stand up on stage? We have some special friends to honor you today. There are a lot of Cheryl Snaringer fans in this audience. Right by your husband over there, and we're just going to talk about you for a little bit. Is this not the most fun ever? So, Cheryl, we have been planning this for a very long time. But, Luke, we thank you so much for choosing to marry Megan last weekend because we needed some time to talk to the class. Right before the lecture last week, we all talked about what this day would look like and that we were all going to wear red. And then midweek, I began to realize, oh, no, Cheryl puts that lecture up online. She's going to listen to all of that. Can't tell you how many times I almost totally let the cat out of the bag for this whole thing. But anyhow, so I called Denise and I asked her, could you just forget it on Wednesday? And she said yes. So this morning you're all coming in and you're wearing red. First Cheryl saw me and I said, I just knew you would love this shirt and I decided to wear it in honor of you. And then, of course, people kept coming in red and I said, is that not amazing? This is the most amazing day. I said, if I was a woman who believed in signs, I would just think that God has just lavished his blessing upon this class. And then at one point, Cheryl said to me, you had to have planned this. And I totally did an intentional sin. No. This morning, when I was reading in Ezra, I was reading Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, and it says, for Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. Cheryl has a very simple prayer that she prays every day. She asks God to teach me and to mold me and to use me. In 1975, a 30-year-old woman who was in an empty, lonely New York apartment prayed this prayer. She acknowledged that she had made a mess of her life. She set aside her very compulsive need to fix everything. And she said to God, I cannot fix this. And she asked God to save her. Salvation came to Cheryl Snaringer. And Cheryl began to devour God's word. I think she read every Bible translation that was out there. God put in her a hunger for his word. God's word judges our thoughts and our intentions. And we're going to study that next year in Hebrews. God's word guides our path. It illuminates our thinking. God's word performs an actual work in us, making us holy as we read it and study it. God's word grows our faith. It is written so that we may believe. As we study God's word, the work of the Holy Spirit teaches us, equips us to live holy lives, and we are blessed with effective ministry in God's kingdom. We come to know God through reading and studying his word, and we are obedient to God, and a natural result of that is that we worship him. For the woman of faith who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, for the woman of faith, if they are obedient, because of their reading of God's word, they will naturally live a holy life. They will be changed. They will be conformed to the image of Christ. But for the woman of faith who sets aside God's word, they will not walk in confidence and assurance, knowing who God is, what his character is like, and trusting him. And they will live a life that is not full of all of the joy that God has for us in the precious promises of his word. They will not separate, they will not grow in faith. The work of the Holy Spirit of God is to use the Word of God. The Word of God is the primary vehicle that the Holy Spirit of God uses to grow our faith. In community Bible study, we study the Word of God. I commend you in your faith for completing this year-long study of the book of Revelation. And has anyone said to you that Revelation is hard? God's word is performing its work in your life who believe. In the book of Hebrews, it says that God has provided something better for us this side of the cross. We have a view of the complete salvation work of God through Jesus Christ, his son. And we have the revelation of God, the word of God, complete, Old Testament and New Testament, in the person of Jesus Christ. God has provided for his people of faith, gifted teachers. And as you know, if you are a veteran CBSer, that on sharing day, we do not acknowledge our core group leaders and praise them. We acknowledge God in his word and what he's done in our life. But this is a unique sharing day, one unlike this class has ever had. And this morning, we would like to honor Cheryl Snaringer. For 20 years, more hours than can be counted, approximately 600 times, Cheryl has done her CBS lesson, and she has led our leaders council, which meets the day before class day, and she has equipped the leaders of this class, the adult leaders and the children's leaders, to shepherd you in your study of God's word. Approximately 600 times, Cheryl has made the primary focus of her week, hour after hour after hour, to study God's word and prepare lectures that she gives out for us. Cheryl is studying God's word. She is practicing God's word, and she's teaching God's word. Cheryl Snaringer is a gift from us to God. Cheryl, we thank you. Yay. Okay. We have some special guests that are here this morning. We have lots of well, you're all special. This is CBS. But we have lots of old friends and new friends that are here this morning. But we also have some national people who are here from out of town. And first, I would like to have Beth Kurz, which is our regional director for CBS. Remember, CBS is a shepherding ministry, and Beth prays for our class and supports our class. And then after Beth comes, I'd like to ask Kathy Siebert, who is also from CBS National, to come and say a few words to us, and then we're going to have a brief little DVD message. Thank you.
Well, it is a joy to be here with you today, with all of you, to celebrate all that God has done through the study of His Word in your community, and just to see transformed lives. It is a joy. On behalf of the Ministry Service Center, I have a plaque to present to you, and it says, 20 years of faithful service, Community Bible Study, Austin, North Texas. We always thank God for you, for your faith in Christ Jesus, and the love you have for all the saints, Colossians 1, 3, and 4. Cheryl, I also have a letter from Camilla to you, a personal letter of appreciation. Well, I'll give you that. And as the psalmist says in Psalm 7, oh, how grateful and thankful I am to the Lord, because He is good. I will sing praises to the name of the Lord, who is above all lords. Amen.
I didn't get the red memo, okay? It is a joy to be here today, as Beth has already said, to celebrate. You know, I think as many times as believers in Christ, we don't take time to reflect and think back on, we're so busy working for the Lord, that we don't take time to really reflect on all He has done and really celebrate. So this is a wonderful occasion to celebrate. 20 years of faithfully holding out the word of truth, and also 20 years of people's lives being transformed by the word of God. So I just say amen and amen to everything that Mary shared with you this morning. But, you know, I was thinking about God calling a group of you to begin this class 20 years ago. And there was a great need, I'm sure, for another community Bible study class in the Austin area because of the state of the world. The state of the world. And as I think back that 20 years have passed, I'm not thinking the state of the world has gotten a whole lot better. And so the need for this community Bible study class is even greater than it was 20 years ago. I was thinking about the words that Paul wrote to Timothy when he was in prison, nearing his execution. And this is how he described the times. He says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Could have been written yesterday, couldn't it? Or this morning? So true. And so the reason why we all need to be in God's Word, so that we're not a part of that, but we're a part of building God's kingdom. So I just think about the ripple effect of the lives that have been impacted by this class for the last 20 years. I think about the adult lives that have gone out then and their homes have been transformed, their neighborhoods, their community. I think about the children. They're 20 to 25 years old now. And I'm sure that they have impacted their schools all the way through this time. And now they're impacting adult worlds for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just say thank you for all that you have done in faithfully teaching the Word of God so that lives could be transformed. And that is the vision of Community Bible Study, transform lives through the Word of God. And that's been happening here faithfully. And Cheryl, I just have this verse for you specifically. And it is 1 Peter 4:11. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. And you have done that and continue to. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength of God, the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. And, you know, we can praise God. Great things he has done. Great things he is still doing. So to God be the glory. Thank you.
Congratulations, North Austin Community Bible Study class. Wow, 20 years of studying God's Word together and witnessing transformed lives through the study of His Word. A totally righteous reason to celebrate. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. And faithful he has been in providing for this class for 20 years. Cheryl, we also celebrate you and your faithful obedience at using the gifts God has blessed you with for his glory for 20 years in CBS. Psalm 145, 3 and 4 says, Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. As teaching director of the North Austin class, that is exactly what you have been doing within the Ministry of Community Bible Study for the past 20 years. Knowing that context matters to you, I thought I might put into context the past 20 years of being TD. Let's see. That's 20 different studies for 30 weeks a year. That's 600 lessons with an average of 30 questions per lesson. So that's 18,000 questions that you have answered. Now, most of those lessons are probably residing in one of these beautiful blue CBS binders because we didn't go to the spiral notebooks until a few years ago. So somewhere by my calculation, you have about 5 feet of these binders on a shelf somewhere in your house or masquerading as end tables someplace next to a chair. Now, that's also 600 lectures to be given. Subtracting out the ones that your faithful ATDs have given for you, that's still around 440 lectures you have given. Knowing you as I do and all the study and research that you put into it, that's around 16,000 hours of preparation. But who's counting? Especially since you do all this on a volunteer basis. And all that while being a wife and mother of two boys. Wow, a totally righteous reason to celebrate today. The world has experienced incredible change over the past 20 years. Just think about this one little change. When you first started at IBM, a computer took up a whole room. We can hardly keep up with the speed of change nowadays. But we know that our hope rests in the one thing that never changes. 1 Peter 1:24 says, For men are like grass, and all their glory is like flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you to the faithful leadership of the North Austin Community Bible Study class for standing faithfully with God's word for 20 years. Let's look forward to many more years together. Have a great day.
Martha Norman, y'all have probably met her through some of the openings that she's given, but she's our area director within our shepherding ministry. Martha shepherds Cheryl, as well as other teaching directors around here. And continuing up our shepherding ministry, Kathy and Beth are at like a state level and a national level that spend many, many hours praying for this ministry, and we thank you so much for coming. These women, they spend lots of times in airports, including consecutive overnight stays again and again away from their family, because they are passionate about God's word and encouraging us to grow in our faith. And we thank you. Thank you so much for making this effort to come and honor us. Kathy, I remember your name, and when I went to national training for CBS, it's required if you give a lecture, you have to go to Colorado Springs for national training, and that happened 3 years ago, and so I remember Kathy's name, but I couldn't remember what her face looked like, and then when I saw you come in, I remember you were my small group leader, and you were so sweet to me. Thank you. Anyhow, that's so fun. This is just a wonderful, glorious gift from God this day to us, and the day's not over yet. We have a couple of little more tiny surprises for you, Cheryl. But Cheryl, I just wanted to say that you have impacted my life in studying God's word more than any other person on this earth. You have taught me of the importance of context in studying God's word. You have taught me a little bit about Hebrew writing, which has helped me to understand a little bit more about God's word. You have taught me about the context of God's word when I study God's word. You have taught me about the history, the historical setting of God's word. And you have taught me about the context of God's word as I've studied God's word. And did I mention that you have taught me about the context of God's word? I would like to ask for Cheryl and for our present servant team leaders, and I understand Fran has just had surgery, so she may not be able to come up these steps, but if you are our present servant team leaders, if you will come up on stage with Cheryl, and Beth and Kathy, I'd like you to come up, and then also if you have previously served on Cheryl's servant team, I would like for you to come up, and we would like to pray for Cheryl before we do our one last surprise. So come on up. Ginger and Janelle and Jan and Donna. Go on. So if you are a former servant team leader, come on up. Thank you. These are women who love God's word, and these are women who love you. These are women who have given their life to study God's word and to help us to know God's word. And we just want to stand here to honor Cheryl, and we want to stand here as a tribute thanking God for the rich work that he has done in our lives, providing us with the study of his word. So let me pray for you. Father, we have no words to express our gratefulness for the gift of your word, that which was from the beginning, that which was with God, and that which is God. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that you have given in our lives to help us to understand your word and to cause it to shape and mold our hearts, creating us to be more like the image of your Son. Father, I thank you for the gifted teachers that you have given to this word. Father, I thank you that you so chose to place within Cheryl Snaringer a burning desire and passion and hunger and respect for your word. I thank you for the faithfulness that she has given to you in an offering to her life, to your glory and to your praise. Father, we are grateful, grateful, grateful to you and for this ministry of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Cheryl, you might see that you have a few fans in the audience. Thanks to Stacy for those 120 fans that she stapled. Okay, now this morning we're going to end a little bit early. We're going to end at 11 rather than 11:30. So if you have children, you could pick up your children at 11. But we are going to have a fellowship time that we're going to let Cheryl lead us down the fellowship to the fellowship room, and then we have some cookies and some punch. Everything there, I believe, is chocolate, so it will all be good. But Jim and Luke, would you come and accompany your wife to the fellowship hall? Mm-hmm. okay, and then we're going to get behind her because we want to see her expressions when she sees our other little surprises. So first, let's go, and then just in mass, we'll go on down there. Go on.